Level 2, Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
Hello. I'm calling to tell you that my child can't attend school today.
I understand. Can you tell me your child's name and which class he is in?
His name is Yoshi and he is in the 4-year-old class.
Okay. I will tell the teacher that Yoshi-kun will be absent today. Is he sick?
No, he isn't. His grandmother is visiting today and they will go out together.
Oh, that's nice. I hope they have a good time together. How long will he be absent from school?
Only for one day. He will attend class tomorrow.
Question 1. To check about today's lesson. 2. To ask the teacher a question. 3. To see if their child is at school. 4. To let them know their child won't attend school. Question 2. The child's name and class. 2. The parent's name and phone number. 3. The best way to contact the mother. 4. The parent's occupation. Question 3. He is sick and will see a doctor. 2. He is visiting his grandmother's house. 3. His grandmother is coming to town. 4. He will visit his mother's office. Question 4. Next week. 2. Tomorrow. 3. In the afternoon. 4. One day.
Conversation 2.
Lunchtime will be over in 5 minutes. Please finish your meal and then we'll tidy up.
I haven't started my dessert yet. I was saving it for last.
You'll need to eat quickly. We're heading outside next.
I'll take big bites.
Just make sure not to eat too quickly. That's not good for you. You still have a few more minutes.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Question 5. 1. The class will finish.
2.
Lunchtime will be over.
3.
The children will study.
4.
The teacher will eat lunch. Question 6. One. She didn't save her money.
2.
She started eating already.
3.
She didn't bring dessert.
4.
She is eating slowly. Question 7. One. Finishing dessert.
2.
Doing her best.
3.
Eating quickly.
4.
Biting her fingernails.
Conversation 3.
It's raining, so we will practice the Sports Day Festival entrance ceremony indoors today.
That is a good idea. What should we do to prepare?
Let's move the tables and chairs to the side of the classroom and we can use tape on the floor to show the children where to stand.
I'll get some of the other teachers to help out.
Good idea. It would be hard to move tables alone.
Question 8. One. Outside in the rain.
Two.
In the teacher's room.
Three.
At the entrance.
Four.
In the classroom. Question 9. One. For moving tables.
Two.
To tape chairs to the side of the classroom.
Three.
To mark where children should stand.
4.
For washing the floor. Question 10. One. It's difficult to move tables.
Two.
The children won't help.
Three.
The tables are very hard.
Four.
The teachers are too busy.
Listening Section Part 2. Passage 1.
Setting up an arts and crafts area in your school can be a great way to bring out creativity in children and is good for their development. The art supplies you'll need can vary depending on the age group of the children and the types of art activities you plan to offer. The basic supplies needed for an art station are paper, crayons, colored pencils, safety scissors, glue, and other craft supplies. Make sure that there are no sharp objects like pins or knives in the area. If children are painting, they might get paint on their clothes, so it's a good idea to have some aprons and paper towels ready. You also might want to keep some art books in the area to inspire children when they read them.
Question 11. One. Making a place to do art. Two. How to keep children quiet using art classes. Three. Developing children's fine motor skills through art. Four. How to draw pictures in the classroom. Question 12. One. They should use the most inexpensive materials. Two. They must judge the children's skills. Three. They should think about the children's age. 4. They must check with the parents first. Question 13. One. Paper supplies. Two. Drawing materials. Three. Sticky items. Four. Pointy objects. Question 14. One. Because there are no paper towels. Two. Because children might spill paint on their clothes. Three. Because the children will feel more comfortable. 4. Because children can't paint without them. Question 15. One. Putting out art books for children to look at. Two. Writing books for children. Three. Keeping their art at school. Four. Reading art materials in their free time.
Passage 2.
Nutritious snacks are a very important part of children's daily routine. Eating healthy snacks at school can help children's physical and mental development, create healthy habits, and make a positive and productive learning environment. Snack time should be at the same time every day, but it should be held 2 to 3 hours before the next meal. Most schools have snack time in the morning after play time. The children use up calories when they play, and a snack will give them energy to continue with other school activities. By giving them nutritious snacks, the children will get used to eating healthily and might help them realize that there are other snacks besides chips, candy, and other junk food. If they learn this when they are young, they can grow up eating healthier.
Question 16. One. It helps children to become better at cooking. Two. It helps children make healthy routines. Three. It helps teachers to take a break. Four. It helps teachers learn about their students. Question 17. One. The same snack every day. Two. Easy to eat snacks. Three. Snacks that are good for the body. 4. Snacks that are high in calories. Question 18. One. Before playing outside. Two. After eating lunch. Three. When the children feel hungry. Four. 2 or 3 hours before lunch. Question 19. One. To give children energy to learn. Two. So children don't need to eat breakfast. Three. Because they can't eat their next meal. 4. So children can play outside. Question 20. One. Junk food tastes better. Two. Healthy snacks are not very delicious. Three. Eating healthy food is expensive. Four. They don't need to eat junk food.